I'll see you this weekend. I'll be home. You can catch me and Matt McCusker at the Harrisburg Comedy Zone this weekend, this Friday and Saturday. Phil, what do you think of that?
This Friday and Saturday?
The Harrisburg Comedy Zone.
Let me get a large group of people together, and then you can go and say how you liked the 69 with your dad.
All right, that's it. That's the fucking end of this conversation. I'll talk to you later, Dad.
Dag.
The old man gave you the biz.
Yeah.
As usual.
He was not happy about that. That ending there, that what he referenced, the 69ing part. My dad's not a fucking pervert. That was me. He was referencing a joke I did.
In front of him. Family and friends,
while bombing. I tossed out this fucking Hail Mary at the end of it about, what would you rather do? Would you rather get shot in the head or 69 with your dad?
Daddy-o did not like that.
And the old man and my mom, and they invited family friends.
The Osbournes
were there. They got to watch their good friend's son flounder and then toss out a joke about, you know, 69ing with their fucking friend.
Well, also the impending threat of a gun to the head makes it all that more violent and disturbing. It's like some weird Saw fantasy where now you got to like suck your way out of it.
Yeah. And
and the amplifier too is
you both have to finish.
Exactly. That's the horrific. That's more scarier than the gun.
You both have to finish. So this could take hours.
Yeah.
Hours straight of just you and your dad 69ing.
Just like sore necks and clenched jaws.
Yeah.
Both sounding like two old wives to each other, like, my neck's tired.
So I was, yeah, I had a show in town in Harrisburg, and my parents were excited. They haven't seen me do stand-up in a while. They thought I moved to Philadelphia. They're like, man, he's really working on becoming a good stand-up comic. And then they got to watch me bomb for like 10 minutes and toss that one out. And the funny thing was, is everyone in the audience knew me. So it was all like my friends and shit from high school, and like they all knew my dad too. And they all knew he was sitting in the fucking front row, in the middle of the front row. And they just got to watch me say that and crumble. I crumbled on stage when I said it too. My mom yelled. My mom yelled, and I thought it'd be funny to tell her to shut the fuck up.
So you told your mom to shut the fuck up, and you proceeded to implant the visual of you and your father 69 in front of the Osbournes to the whole party.
Was fucking hilarious.
Did they drive home together?
I don't think.
That would have been so funny if they just drove home in silence. Your parents and the Osbournes. It's like, you're just a good boy.
Yeah,
you got a good boy.
Fucking Cats in the Cradle comes on the fucking radio. No, that was... I don't know. I think it's funnier they drove separate because as soon as the Osbournes got in the car, they must have been like, holy fuck.
Something's wrong with that boy.
That kid is fucking weird.
That's a weird boy.
That is a weird dude.
I'm just imagining, I mean, forgive me if I'm wrong, but like, just like an older lady, you know, a mature older lady with like one of those like blanket shirts, just like a blanket draped over and big costume jewelry, all excited to go out with her husband, Mr. Osbourne.
No, they're fucking pretty hip, actually.
Are they?
Yeah. They're a wealthy, wealthy bunch, successful.
Good for them. We do
nice.
Accept
and,
donations
and
on the
Mrs.
cast.
Mrs. Osbourne's always nice to me.
Really?
Like, every time I see her, she, like, hugs me. She's like, Shane.
Oh, man.
And now...
I'm sure they don't care. That's the other thing. I wonder about that sometimes, but, like, they've heard horrible shit.
I think that's got to be the worst thing they've ever seen.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Like,
I guess
as far
it's
as,
a different way of joking. People didn't joke about that back
nobody
then.
Nobody jokes like that. People
no
still
does.
Don't. I say that joke sometimes, and people get, like, mad.
If I grabbed my dad's ass, he'd fight me. Like, if my dad would fight me, he doesn't get around like that.
No, they don't fuck around. One time my dad tried to fight me because I towel whipped my mom.
You whipped her with a towel.
Yeah. I got out of the bathroom and he had a towel and he fucking towel whipped me in the face.
Oh.
Hit me in the fucking face as soon as I opened the door.
So you attacked
So
your
I
mom.
Grabbed the fucking towel and started chasing him and we started 69. No. And
you
I
settled it like men
him.
Do.
And he fucking hid behind my mom. Like, it was fun. It was a nice moment.
Yeah.
We never fuck around like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, Joan, my mom, I was like, you better fucking move. I'm going to do this.
Oh,
you better get out of the way.
Man.
She was like, I'm not going to move. And I fucking did it. And I'm normally terrible at towel whipping.
And you were just like...
For a high school bully, I'm pretty... That's one of my weaknesses. As a bully, I was always terrible at towel whipping.
And out of nowhere, you just Indiana perfect, Jones'd your mom.
Perfect fucking whip crack, dude, right there. And my dad switched from fun dad... Like, he treated me like I wasn't a son. He treated me like just some random dude. He got in my fucking face and was like, you fucking pussy. You want to fucking hit your mother, you fucking soft bitch? It was like, oh, God.
Oh, my, you guys were like two strangers at a bus stop.
My mom cried.
Did she
it
really?
Was that fucking
That was how hard the whip was?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
She cried from that, and then my dad tried to fight me, and sure, he lost his shit. It was crazy. God.
What was the physical interaction? Did you just block him off or like?
Yeah, I was fucking just shelled up, dude. I covered up. Man. He had me by the fucking scruff of
Did
my
he really?
Fucking, yeah.
Dude, I'd love to see your dad jack you up.
Yeah, he's tried to fight me a couple times over nothing. Like one time he was talking to me. It was me and my girlfriend were in the kitchen with him. And he was telling me that I needed to sell my car. And I was like, Dad, I'm not going to get shit for that. And he was like, oh, yeah? You're going to get that? And I was like, Dad, I fucking sell cars. Yeah. Like, I know what that's going to sell for. I've looked it up. And I was like, I sell cars. You sell fucking... I made fun of what he does for a living.
Yeah, yeah.
He fucking freaked out. Tried to fight me in front of my girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
And then, like, 10 minutes later, he came back and was like, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was... So, the 69-year dad thing, that was a...
He didn't like it.
Fuck no.
And he called you the next day to tell you that.
Called me the next day and said, he was like, well, first time he called me, I was like, if this is about you giving me stand-up advice, because after the show, I was fucking hammered after the show. And he came up and was like, that show fucking sucked.
That sucks.
And he was like, that really sucked. And then he just left. And I was like, oh, my mom didn't talk to me.
Oh, that's the double dagger. That's like the small dagger in the back, dude. The mom silence.
Yeah, it was bad. I mean, it was... I knew what I was doing. Like, I knew seeing a guy up there talking to his dad about 69 with him and then screaming at his mom, like, shut the fuck up, mom, when she yelled no. I knew it was fucking funny. Like, if I saw someone else do it, I'd be howling and, like, crying laughing. But I did it. And so he was upset. He called me the next day and was like, right when I answered the phone, I was like, if this is about stand-up, I'm not going to fucking talk to you. I don't want to hear your fucking advice on stand-up. And he was like, all right, all right. So I hung up.
I think I was there when you hung up on him, actually.
And like 20 minutes later, I called him and I was like, all right, what the fuck?
What do you want?
What is it? And he was like, I don't know, you tell me. What do you think about that show? I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, it sucked, I know, but that joke's not that bad. I was like, it's a good joke. You got to give it a chance. And yeah, he was just like, why can't you be like the other guys? Why can't you do stand-up like the other? Everybody else was having fun, telling stories and jokes. You're up there talking about... I don't even want to say what you were talking about. But yeah, that's the...
That's a tough one. It's a tough call to field from the dad.
Yeah, that's anytime... But then Tommy... I was with Tommy Pope, and he just laid some decent... He was like, if your parents like your stand-up, chances are you fucking suck.
It's true.
And I was like, all right, nice.
That is true, though.
Yeah, it is true.
Unless you have, like, super cool parents, in which case, usually they turn out pretty weird. You know what I mean? If your parents are too cool.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, dude, 69 to me, it's hilarious. It's like, your dad's a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, if my dad understood why that was funny, that would be odd. He did the right thing.
He wouldn't be able to make a living.
He was doing the right thing. That's funny. Yeah, he'd be doing a fucking podcast right now.
Yeah, exactly. Your dad's probably podding right now. His podcast is probably
sick.
His podcast Phil Gillis Experience.
So fucking good.
Trade by night. Phil Gillis by night.
All day.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, folks. Episode 2.
What's that? Are you calling something? Bleeping you saying something
too?
Wrong about my dad?
Yeah, bleeping you out, too.
You just call my dad. Now you're insulting my father? Talk about your fucking family. Tell them that story you told me about fucking killing animals in front of kids.
Oh, yeah. We kill animals every now and again, but, you know, we live in the wilderness, so... I live next door to my cousins. There's 10 kids in their family. We have 6, and we grew up just
in
kind
a
of...
fucking Trump compound.
In an Obama compound.
How much
compound.
Of your family voted for Trump?
We love Obama. We voted for Obama compound.
Your whole family likes Obama?
Love him.
What do they think of Obamacare?
Love Obamacare.
That your family likes Obamacare.
Makes it easy for small businesses to afford.
Makes it easy for small businesses?
No, it's actually kind of a disaster.
Yeah, but see, you hear that? You hear those little? You can fucking ask him enough questions and you get that. You it takes three questions and you crack the fucking white supremacist code in him.
It's not true.
So tell him this story because this story is great. I'll shut the fuck up. Matt is not racist, although the thing he is very critical of Asians, and I think that's something we need to work on.
I am not.
And hopefully
I'm a free thinker.
Hopefully the Philly Comedy Network gets a hold of this podcast and has a nice debate, and because they do need to calm you down. People need to fucking pull the leash a little bit because you're out of control.
Well, Shane hates girls, but yeah, my my. So basically, I grew up next to all my cousins, and I think all of us are kind of a little bit on the spectrum there. Would you say? I can't.
Autism?
Yes.
You guys are all, other than spectrum. Matt. Matt's the fucking runt of the bunch, but they're all fucking like 6'8" fucking
giants.
Monsters.
Just all my whole family's giants. I'm small, but I'm like real jacked and ripped. But the but yeah, so we're all kind of on the spectrum there.
You're not small though.
I'm not small. But
you're a normal human.
Compared to my Monstars family.
Yeah, the rest of your family is
gigantic.
Just
big idiots. And but no, they're cool. But anyway, so we're all like, you know, kind of on that little prism of specialness. And,
yeah, because you guys grew up in a fucking compound in the woods.
Yeah, I mean, I only knew my cousins.
Didn't you say you used to torture frogs?
Yeah. I walked up to the pond one time, and one of my cousins was dissecting a frog with a ripped-off piece of a soda can. So I was like, oh, that's cool. And then I came, and he helped me, and I felt a frog's beating heart in my hand out of its chest.
Holy fuck, dude.
I canoed that fucking frog.
You need to change.
I was young. I didn't know.
I know. That's what's tough about you. Like, it's tough to blame.
I'm a savage.
It's tough to blame you now for those things.
I'm a savage.
Dude, Matt just farted in the microphone.
I knew this sick freak would do that. No, oh, there's another one. I was definitely talking. Again,
I'm
involving
myself. You
can't
keep farting into the microphone.
Dude, I'm not. Oh, no, Shane's dying. Those dead scallops are clawing their ways out of him.
Holy shit, they really are. Also, you ripped a frog's heart out?
That's okay. So I canoed a frog. That's besides the point. So that's just to set the tone. I canoed that.
You fatalityed that frog, dude.
I canoed that frog. And so basically, in recent news at this compound, this very special place from which I came, so our one cousin named Ajax, you know, he was, I don't know, he just, like I said before, we're all kind of on that special little spectrum. He was just the easiest to push in the pool. So he was definitely, like, the most on that one.
Yeah, they don't test for anything mentally at the McCusker compound.
Nah,
they just decide.
You just go to school, and that's fucking
who's
that.
Who's the easiest to push in a pool is the furthest on
he
the
threw a, he did throw a metal bat at us once.
Why?
He was on his way to a job interview, and we dumped water on him. We threw a bucket of water on him. And he picked up a metal bat and threw it at our head, and we had to hit the deck. So, luckily, that thing didn't hit me, man.
Did he go to the fucking interview covered in water?
At Wawa.
He went to a Wawa interview.
He just put on a different t-shirt.
He was trying to get an interview, job at Wawa, and you threw a bucket of water on him. Yeah. Dude, you are the worst guy.
We were like seven. I didn't know. We didn't even know he was going to a job interview. So, we had like a Metallica t-shirt on. So, he threw a bat at our heads, dude. If that thing hit us, I would have been Stephen Hawking's this podcast right now. I was like, yeah. I love to eat pussy. There are many pussies in the universe.
Matt, Jesus Christ. Why are you doing this? You can't do this.
Do what?
What you're doing.
You can make
now
fun
you're
of Stephen
making
Hawkins.
Fun of
he's a genius.
Disability?
He's not disabled. He's a genius.
He's clearly disabled.
No, he's not. Are you defining him by his physical capabilities? He's a genius.
Yes, that's exactly what disabilities are.
Oh, wow. I was just saying how smart he was. So, anyway. So, yeah, so basically, recently at the compound, there was a – so my other cousin lives behind where our parents live, back, like, up a driveway. The driveway goes from asphalt to just stones, and that's kind of where it gets a little wild back there. And so my cousin had this – he has animals, and there was a goose back there that got loose. I don't know. I think my other cousin dropped it off, and it was just a raging goose. It was trying to bite – it was nibbling some of the
nibbling people.
Who's trying to nibble some of the children? There's a lot of kids there, too. So, my cousin, he commissioned Ajax, the one we dumped the water on, who had just gotten into
Did he get that job at Wawa?
Oh, he worked at Wawa for. He actually, they had a it was like employees, like a safety zone. What is that called when they don't have any injuries for like 400
yeah,
days?
I don't know. Yeah.
They had that thing like injury free for 400 days. It's third day, he almost cut his finger off on the meat slice. And he's ran around spurting blood all over the hoagies. Oh. So my cousin commissions Ajax, Wawa veteran, who had just got into bow hunting. He's like, yeah, you got to kill this goose, man. It's like it almost bit their babysitter and everyone was freaking out. So, you know, Ajax takes his assignment. A couple days later, I guess my cousin forgot about it. And,
all right, you're not saying it. I'm saying it.
What?
Your cousin hired an autistic dude with a bow and arrow to kill this fucking goose.
That could be. That could be the. I don't think. I think he's more like a. I don't know.
I don't. I know you don't want to say it because he's your family.
Cousin. Well, there's nothing wrong with
yeah.
it. But
you don't know. I don't know him. I don't know him at all.
I think he's more Asperger-y. Which is
that's
whatever.
Autism. Yeah.
All right. Fuck you. The whatchamacallit. So yeah. So he commissions my cousin. So my other cousin's having a little party up at the house, and he has his little boys there, and there's you know a couple little kids.
Having a little boy party up at the compound.
A little boy party, nothing Jesus to be concerned Christ, about. A couple dude. Little boys, maybe a girl or two. Little girl, fucking. Anyway, so
come on.
I'm saying there's a little girl and boy. You're the
all
one insinuating
all right,
all right. Fucking.
You said it's a little boy party.
A little boy party, because it was just they have sons. I don't know. We have strong genes. Anyway, so so my cousin Ajax comes over yonder with a bow and arrow, and just impales this goose in front of these children, and the arrow goes right out of it. So he takes another arrow out, hits it again, right through this thing. So all the little kids are obviously watching. My cousin passes, probably like, oh, shit, and he's just looking.
And here comes a giant.
So here comes my cousin's
Metallica
like 6 foot 5, 250 pounds. He didn't want to lose. Actually, his big gripe was he had just bought those arrows, so he didn't want to lose them. So he went up, he put his bow around his shoulder like a true animal, and just went up to that goose and strangled it by its neck and killed it in front of those children. Taught them a valuable lesson.
What's that? What's the lesson?
Don't be nibbling kids. Don't you dare. Or else you get choked the fuck out, dude. 2 hours through you.
Don't nibble kids and you get choked
that
the fuck
got
out.
That goose got Jon Snowed. All the little kids came up and put a dagger in it and walked away.
Are you getting choked out by a McCusker?
Choked the fuck out by a McCusker. Your family ever kill any animals?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. My fucking dad grew up on a fucking compound of idiots, very similar to yours. Him and his brothers just alongside a creek in central Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's awesome.
God's country.
Whew.
But, yeah, they had like a ton of fucking cats. Like, there's just hundreds of cats around their fucking house. And so my grandpa just put them all in a bag, tossed them into the creek. Killed a whole bag of cats, and then it hit a fucking dam, and it broke open, and all the cats went everywhere.
Any survivors?
Yeah, couple survived, crawled back to the house, and he was like, all right, those ones, they can stay.
God, that's awesome.
That's evolution.
There's something to be said for that.
There's some tough fucking swimming cats.
Dude, that's insane.
Yeah, he said there were so many cats that, like, they had a horse, it would, like, fucking stomp cats all the time, and it's fucking, a cat would get in, it would fucking stomp on it. He fucking started a lawnmower once. There was a bunch of cats in it.
They hide
in your engine. Like, when it's cold out, they get into cars.
Oh.
Yeah, so, like, you'll start a fucking car, and it'll just...
Oh, that turns them into sausage?
We had one at the garage I worked at that came in.
Really?
There was a fucking cat stuck in the car.
Oh.
We had to fucking open it up and get it out. It was good. It lived.
Ugh.
It was a fucking nasty cat, though.
I hate cats.
I like cats a lot. I like all of God's creatures.
I love God's creatures, but cats are not God's creatures.
Now your family's going to get a hold of this. They're going to be upset.
No, they won't.
The way you talked about everyone? You said your entire family had autism.
I say we're all on the spectrum, yeah. I swear to God we are. I can't look you in the eye. I just look Shane out of the eye. I really do. I think I am. We all get, like, real into shit for, like, a month, and we're just like, oh, fuck it. Yeah.